So what are you doing with Christ? I'm always amazed of the love that God had for us as people. And even during Jesus' time here on earth, it started with the angels proclaiming it to the shepherds. But if you look at Jesus' ministry here on earth, what's interesting is often he rebukes the high and the mighty, the religious leaders and all of those people. But who does he spend the time with, and who does he minister to and show love to? So often it's the down and out and the outcast. And so it's just a challenge to me this morning as well. I'll open it up. I don't want to make a lot of comments. I'll open it up to you. Any thoughts, anything you'd like to share this morning?
Thank you, Ryan, for sharing what you did. I just thought you brought it out just a little bit deeper and better than what I could have. And I just, as you were reading some of the verses, especially when it came to the verse there where the shepherds were out in the field and you know, the angels came to them and they were shouting and they were saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Thought that ran to my mind was, if we would hear the angels say that right now, I wouldn't be surprised. The walls, the ceiling, the floors, everything would be shaking. Praise God for his love.
Amen. Anyone else?
I just want to take this time to thank you, Ryan, for sharing what you did, and just appreciated it. And I appreciated the question also, what are we doing with Christ? And it's a challenge to me, and just God bless you for sharing.
I also had to think, you know, what am I doing with Christ? Am I filling my life reading God's word and learning more about him, that my cup is so overflowing, is full and overflowing, that it'll flow out to the people around me? Or, like Dwayne said this morning, am I filling my life with junk? Challenge for me. Thanks for sharing, Ryan.
Amen. Thank you, Laverne.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan, for sharing. I appreciated the message. And you know, if we think of Christ, it's an inexhaustible subject. It's just amazing. I'm a little slow, but after Ed asked the question, you know, why did Christ have to become a man, the thought came to me, could a God die? I think he had to become a man so he could die for us. And then I had to think of that verse in Revelation says, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death." That's our Lord and Savior. Just, I was blessed by that.
Amen. All right. If that's it, then I think we will close our service here for this morning. I too want to wish each one of you a very blessed and happy Christmas as you go throughout this week. I think, what is it, on Thursday that is actually Christmas. So I want to wish you all a very happy Christmas. Obviously, New Year's is coming right around the corner. It's hard to believe, but as you celebrate together and as you spend time with friends or family or siblings or whatever you do, your children or parent, whatever, I just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And as Ryan reminded us this morning, let's remember what we're actually celebrating. I had to think about, I think if I have it right, just this last week, the U.S. struck Syria again in retaliation for killing troops, and there's stuff going on in Venezuela and other parts of the world as well. There's so much fear and uncertainty. But yet we can come, as Christians, we can come to this time of the year with a peace that surpasses all understanding, celebrating our Savior who came and died for each one of us. So why don't we stand? We'll have a word of prayer. And then Lonnie, if you have a verse of song after the prayer, then after the song, you can consider yourselves dismissed. So let's have a dismissal prayer. Father God, we come before you again this morning. We thank you. We praise you for your love and your mercy toward us. And God, we just again thank you for sending Jesus down to this earth as a small baby. And as he would live his life and he would die on a hill, on a cross, so that each one of us could have the opportunity to be here and to call him our Lord and our Savior and have a true, right relationship with you. So God, thank you for this time of year when we can take time to celebrate the birth of that Savior and all that he has done for us. God, as we go from here, grant us safety on the roadways. I just pray that you would be with each family, each person that's here this morning. And as we celebrate the Christmas season this coming week, we just pray that you would go with us and that we would truly remember what it is that you've done for us and why it is that Jesus came. So God, as we go from here, grant us safety, and I pray that we would honor and glorify you. In your name we pray. Amen.